The proposal by Madison Assembly Democrat Kelda Royce would exercise a power in the Wisconsin Constitution that lets the legislature remove any justice with a two-thirds vote in each house. Royce, who's running for Congress, says Justice Gableman violated both state law and Wisconsin's judicial code of conduct when he received free legal representation by the firm Michael Best and Friedrich. Gableman never disclosed the arrangement and continued to sit on cases argued by the firm. Roy says Gableman's actions undermine the public's confidence in the judiciary.
Looking at his misconduct and how serious it is, I felt that this was certainly an appropriate step, although I don't take it lightly at all.
Gableman's new attorney, Beat Dinh, called Roy's proposal a patently political move.
It is a partisan attack on a good man's character in the guise of judicial ethics.
Dinh, a prominent lawyer based in Washington, D.C., contends that at no time did Gableman receive free legal services, since he was under a contingency contract that would pay his attorneys if he won.
I think the expectation of his prior lawyers is that they would be reasonably compensated for their services, discounted by the risk, of course, that they and Justice Gableman does not win the case.
Gableman's critics contend that contingency agreements are more commonly used by plaintiff's attorneys, particularly personal injury attorneys. They argue Gableman's lawyers likely performed legal work worth tens of thousands of dollars, knowing full well that state law would make it difficult, if not impossible, to recover their costs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.